Welcome to another episode of the Blemished Beauty Podcast. This podcast was designed with you in mind. If you're ready to erase the norm and embrace the truth, come pull up a chair, grab a journal, and tell a friend that your favorite Jersey girl is back with another episode. So let's get into it.
Hey, y'all. We have made it to another Monday, and I want to know personally, how are you doing? I want to know, have you ever felt stuck in a cycle of negative thinking, or maybe you find yourself doubting your abilities, or fear failure, or do you find yourself replaying past mistakes? If so, I want you to know that you are not alone. Many of us struggle with old thought patterns that hold us back, but the good news is we can change them. As for me, there have been a lot of changes that have taken place, and I have been overwhelmed emotionally, physically, and mentally. I have slept but not rested in weeks, and I know when I get like that, that only means that it's time for a shift. Now, if this is your first time listening to me, my name is Cher Renee, and I am your favorite Jersey girl. This podcast is for most, and prayerfully soon to be for you, a virtual safe space. In this space, we talk about all things pertaining to life, love, and relationships, but I love to dive into mental health topics that will help us erase the normal way of thinking so we can tap into who it is God has created us to be. Most of the time, we get into spaces where we fit and function properly with people and environments, and then suddenly there's a situation that happens to show us, or you specifically, exactly who you're dealing with. Have you ever wondered or asked yourself, why is this happening? Have you ever had friends that turned into foes? And have you ever had moments in your family where you guys were at each other's throats? It's because sometimes as we change and hopefully mature, we start to outgrow certain people, places, and things and or mindsets. And it has nothing to do with them, but everything to do with you needing space to grow into who God has called you to be. And you cannot do that in old environments. So y'all know I love a good visual. Let me give you a visual. When you place a seed in the ground and it forms a plant, the goal is to take the plant and put it into a pot. If you're like my mom or my grandmother, you would find this beautiful plant in this pot and you would bring it home, love and care for it, and give it all that it needs. And then one day, all of a sudden, this plant that you have loved and cared for starts to wilt. You have tried all you can do, and then all of a sudden, before you decide to throw in the towel, you transfer it into a bigger pot. Now, I never understood the purpose of that, but after a few days, once this plant is transferred into this bigger pot, you give it room to grow stronger and brighter. And that's because you've changed its environment. This is the same plant with the same care and the same attention that you gave it before in the previous pot. But now that the environment has changed, it is now able to grow exactly how it's supposed to because it's in the right environment it was meant to be in. Now, your beauty mark for the week is sometimes you can do all you know how to do, but if it's not your environment, that you're supposed to be in, you will not continue to grow. Stop trying to force yourself into pots you're too big for. It's time to transform your mind and place yourself in environments where you can grow. The moment you decide to go where you can grow, you will immediately see the difference in how your life will transform. Now that you have the visual down, here are some practical steps to apply. First, let's talk about awareness. The journey to a positive mindset begins with recognizing your current thought patterns. Take a moment to reflect on your daily thoughts. Are they mostly positive or negative? Do you often criticize yourself or others? Awareness is the first step to change because you can't change what you do not acknowledge. Now you can use a journal to help you write these thoughts down, and I would encourage you to do so. And shameless plug, if you need a journal, feel free to go on to sharerenee.com, click the link, and purchase yourself a journal. Next, let's discuss challenging negative thoughts. Once you're aware of your negative thought patterns, it's time to challenge them. Ask yourself, is this thought true? Is it helpful? Is there any other way to look at this situation? So let me give you an example. If you think to yourself, I'll never be good at this, challenge yourself or that thought pattern by saying, I'm learning and improving every day. So now let's move on to replacing negative thoughts with positive ones. This step is very crucial. Whenever you catch yourself thinking negatively, consciously replace that thought with a positive one. Just kind of like we said and mentioned previously. Another example of this is saying, I can't do this. Instead of saying, I can't, switch that to, I can do this. And then affirm yourself and say, I am capable of learning and growing. Affirmations are very good tools to use to help reframe your thought process. And they say it takes 21 days to create a new habit. So try and see if this helps you. Another powerful tool is gratitude. Practicing gratitude shifts your focus from what's wrong to what's right in your life. Start a gratitude journal and write down three things you're grateful for each day. Now, this simple practice can significantly boost your mood and overall outlook on life. The small things are always overlooked. Do you know how many people have made plans for this day, but are not alive to see it come to pass? I want you to be thankful. I want you to place your hand over your chest and breathe in and out. And as you're breathing, I want you to remind yourself that if you can feel this, if you have the opportunity to breathe, you have the opportunity to still change your life. Visualization, kind of what we just did, is a technique to transform your mindset. Spend a few moments each day visualizing your goals and dreams as if they've already been achieved. Imagine the feelings of success and joy and fulfillment, because visualization helps you to rewire your brain for positivity and success. Lastly, this one to me is a big one. Surround yourself with positive influences, because the people you spend time with the most and the content you consume greatly impacts your mindset. Seek out supportive friends, inspiring books, and of course, uplifting podcasts. Create an environment that nurtures your growth and positivity. I want you to remember that transforming your mind from old thinking to new positive thoughts is a journey. I want you to give yourself grace and be patient during the process. And most of all, celebrate your progress along the way. Every small step counts. And as always, I want you to know you are graced and gifted for a time such as this. You have purpose in this world, and you have been created to do great and amazing things. So until next time, talk to you later.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode, and don't forget to leave a review. You can follow Shira on all major platforms and on YouTube at ShiraRenee510. Until next time, spread love, show grace, and shine bright.